In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor calls attention to the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center and its new field station on the Mississippi River.
When policymakers, planners, and others need answers to questions about oceans, they turn to places like the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts or the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in California. But where does society turn for answers to questions about rivers, the waterways that are so vital to life in between the coasts? How about Illinois, home of the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center? The center was formed in 2001 as a partnership of the University of Illinois, the Illinois Natural History Survey, and Lewis and Clark Community College, which is located in the town of Godfrey and the site of its headquarters. This puts the center at the confluence of three great rivers, the Mississippi, the Missouri, and the Illinois, an ideal location for the research, outreach, and education it fosters. This spring, the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center will celebrate a great step forward with the opening of a new state-of-the-art facility, the Confluence Field Station, located right on the Mississippi River at Alton, adjacent to the Melvin Price Lock and Dam. With the first phase of construction nearly complete, people associated with the center are excited to talk about the features that minimize the field station's environmental impact. These include a solar system for heating water, wind and river-driven turbines for generating electricity, a host of measures for using water efficiently, state-of-the-art heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and extensive use of recycled materials in construction and furnishing. While it's laudable that the Confluence Field Station is a model of green construction, what's even more significant is the work of research and education that will take place there. According to Executive Director Gary Rolfe, the center provides multiple benefits to a wide constituency. Construction and staffing of the new facility have already created jobs and provided a boost to the regional economy, which will also receive a long-term lift from the researchers and visitors who come to it. But the research and education enabled by the station will also benefit the many more people whose lives and livelihoods are bound up with the Mississippi and its tributaries. That broad group includes everyone from commodity transporters and commercial fishermen to sport anglers and other recreational users of the river, as well as people in communities that depend on rivers for their water supply. Other river research efforts have looked at various aspects of these large, complex systems in isolation, says Rolfe. Our goal is to establish a holistic program, one that encompasses land, water, and people. Ultimately, we want to facilitate management of large river systems that protects ecological values and enhances them for use by both present and future generations. In recognition of its ongoing excellent work in community and public engagement, the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center was recently awarded the University of Illinois 2009-2010 Campus Award for Excellence in Public Engagement. The Confluence Field Station is slated to open in May and will offer a speaker series and tours to the public. For now, you can see photos and video of the field station at the website of the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the U of I Institute of Natural Resource Sustainability.